My name is Elizabeth Eubanks, and I get to be the lead gardener at From the Ground Up Community Garden. I am an educator by nature, and I found myself in the formal classroom for about 18 to 20 years. And then I came into the garden, and I've been here about 6 years. Two of the things that really happened for us that I have not noticed happen before in my 6 years of being here, one is that I could not start my own seedlings. This is the first time in 6 years that I've ever bought starter plants. And then the other thing that was a total enigma to me, the banana trees. That was just insane to witness the water and the effect on the banana trees. So I came into work one day and all the banana trees, half of them were fallen. And that had never happened before. But the more I talked to people, they kept saying, well, the ground is so wet. And the bananas are drinking, and they're becoming very heavy. So they've totally taken a tumble. We live in Zone 9A, we're in Hurricane Alley, and I think with all of that extra rain, whenever we're getting it, or whenever we get extra winds and everything, you know, it's reduced my favorite crop. So one of the biggest things that I do to deal with climate change, I like to stay in touch with scientists and students, and then I'm definitely a conservationist, so we have active recycling at home, we recycle here, and I just try to be aware and make sure that I'm not expending energy at a great rate. Gardening comes into that carbon footprint as well. So if I can eat food that's in my backyard or from the garden and I can teach people that, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing that I can do as far as taking responsibility. Quite often before my students ate lunch in many of the schools that I've taught in, I would ask them to envision what they were eating. If we take the hamburger, how many hands have touched it? Just to get it to your plate. So if we even start with the bun, we have somebody planted the seed for the flour, somebody harvested it, somebody milled the flour, somebody bleached the flour. It went from truck to truck to, so maybe now we're up to about 10 hands touching it, if not more. If I let you harvest your collards right here and right now, and then I go grab some garlic for you and some herbs and you go home and cook it, that's one pair of hands. The carbon footprint is reduced, and you know exactly where your food came from and what pesticides are on it or not. With the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, they came in, they planted potatoes, and then after they plant the potatoes, we kind of wait for them to grow, and then they come in and they harvest the potatoes, and then they did quality control on the potatoes. Then they scrub and clean the potatoes, and then we processed them. And right here in the garden, we basically shredded a lot of them, made hash browns on a little stove, on a grill. So it's this full circle kind of learning how to process your food. When I think about some of the people here that I love to work with, it's at-risk families or already stressed families. I think, you know, people walk into the garden as well, students, and they're like, oh, I want to cut the collards or I want to do this, but I don't know what to do with it once I get home. So how they benefit is that they can relieve their own food insecurity and they know how to plant. So I think those two steps of actually learning to grow their own food and learning to cook it is going to help them with any insecurity. And then plus we also know that anytime you're in the garden, it feels good to be here rather than inside someplace.